Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.
It's budget season once again for the Buffalo Public School District, and the city school board needs to approve the budget draft by May 17th. Now, the biggest problem this year is the projection of a deficit, more than $10 million, but all indications are they're able to cover that for now?
They do seem to have figured out how to bridge that for the coming year. Keep in mind, they cannot approve by law a deficit budget, so they had to figure something out. The way they did it was kind of a combination of some smaller level things, efficiencies that won't really hit the classroom, changing the school start times at some of the receivership schools, which Superintendent Cash can do without having to negotiate it with the union, will save them about $4 million this year. And some other things related to health insurance benefits and prescription copays with Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Some really kind of micro level stuff. It seems it's almost the, looking for the coins under the couch cushion. So this year they figured it out, and then some of that should roll into future years. But, as they've talked about over the past couple of weeks, this is going to be an ongoing issue for them. And I think you're going to see them kind of constantly working to find these, efficiencies where they can at a district level and an administrative level, so it doesn't get to the point where they do have to cut staff or programs.
How does changing the start time save money?
It has to do with the bus runs, because if the way they do it now is the schools have to approve the start times. And so when you have all of your schools or many of your schools starting at the same time, you can only run, you have to pay for multiple buses. Whereas if you can stagger it a little bit, you can have the bus driver go do one run for one school and then work another, however long, and do another run for another school. So this is something that's been talked about for years, that this has been a challenge. This year, because you have this situation with the receivership schools where Cash can kind of force these things without having to get the union consent. And my understanding from the meeting last week, it sounds like they're only changing the times at two of the schools. They looked at all of the schedules and they tried to figure out, well, where can we get the most bang for the buck with minimal impact on staff and students? Because obviously something like that does have an impact on parents who maybe need to consider childcare, teachers who also maybe need to consider childcare. And that would be something that I think they will also be looking to do at other schools down the line as they grapple with this budget situation.
I think they also said something about they wouldn't make any cuts in travel, or they can't in travel and overtime. I can kind of understand overtime, but travel...
The travel is always an interesting piece, because and some of the board members in the past couple of years have made kind of a big issue of how much the board members travel. So, yes, there's a lot of conferences. There's some very legitimate opportunities to go, for professional development and whatnot. But I think the concern is, has it gotten to a point where it's excessive? You are kind of in a penny pinch situation. And if you're looking at, should the board members all go to the Council of Great City Schools conference one year, or should students get an extra day of music? I think most parents and teachers would probably opt for the latter option.
Right. Absolutely. Do they talk about at all any more of the administrative positions and the high cost of that? Or does it run into that union problem where they can't touch that?
It's a tricky one. Dr. Cash has mentioned the staff situation. And we wrote at some point in the past couple years, what's happened with the staffing in Buffalo is the growth in the staff has pretty much been on par with the growth in the student population. I believe it's almost a one-for-one addition. And part of that has happened because of the way grants have so heavily factored in the past couple years through Race to the Top and even some of the No Child Left Behind initiatives. So those grants were never really intended to pay for reoccurring costs, but it seems what has happened in this district is they hired staff for specific purposes to be paid for under those grants, and then when those grants ran out, rather than cut those positions, they've absorbed them into the district budget. So now you have a situation where you have added positions. The original funding stream has dried up, and you got to figure out how to pay for it. And to your point, I mean, the other issue you run into when you look at central office staff is it's unionized, and it's all seniority driven. So you do have people that are working in central office who maybe were moved out of a principalship. If they start looking at those people that are in the administrators union and want to start cutting there, the people with the least seniority are going to be the first to go. And is in any situation that those might not be the people you want to lose. And so it does start to become, it seems like that issue has not come up. And I think the board members or the administrators you do hear talking about it, that is part of the challenge that they would face if they started looking at those administrative positions.
The district, are they pleased with the mayor's proposed budget of giving them $500,000?
Well, as you or your listeners may recall, Cash originally wanted 10 and a half. Now, you know, this isn't a situation where the city's been gradually increasing its contribution over the years and all of a sudden Cash came in and said, I want $10 million. Right. The city of Buffalo has not increased its contribution to the city schools in 12 years. And this has become a big issue in this budget season because you're looking at a situation where, yes, the teacher contract did add a lot of costs into the district budget. Some people believe that the district couldn't really afford that contract. But at the same time, the city hasn't increased its contribution. You know, some of the conversations I've been hearing, is there going to be a point where the city is going to need to reassess its property taxes, and maybe that will lead to putting more money into its schools? Because, you know, and we were talking about it off air, you also have a situation where it's not like the value of real estate or the sale value of real estate in the city has stayed flat or is what it was more than a decade ago. Homes in the city now, I mean, really cost more than anywhere in the suburbs. So I think that is a conversation that some people are saying maybe it's time that the city look at putting more money into its own school system. I don't think that was going to happen during an election year, but we'll see what happens moving forward.
It's always the politics involved on the backside of it. You know, the deficit for the out years sounds like it's going to explode over the next few years with the teachers' contract talks. And, you know, we had at one time the hard control board with the Buffalo Fiscal Stability Authority. They still oversee as a soft control board of what the district's doing because they still have to submit that four-year plan.
Yep. I think what you're going to see, I mean, this is always a moving target. We saw, I think, in the fall, the four-year projection for the deficit, including the teacher contract, was $162 million. 3 weeks ago, that was down to $116 million. There is a lot of concern around this issue, I think, both from the control board and some members of the school board. And that's, you know, that's probably a good thing, because if you don't address that issue, it will explode at some point. But as I noted, they've already made some leeway finding those cost efficiencies. It sounds like they're going to continue doing that. Even that $116 million over the 4 years, they didn't have an updated projection at the meeting last week, but they knocked $10 million off this year. Some of that will roll into future years. So, you know, I think you're going to see that bit long-term deficit gradually shrink. But I think you are going to see some people really doggedly pushing the district to come up with more of these opportunities for savings than you've seen in the past.
It'll be interesting to see what everything is finalized when you come back next month after the process is over.
Right. You know, and when I left the meeting last week, you know, their main focus was kind of on they need to approve the budget for next year. They needed to come up with a balanced budget. The next task will be going back and kind of updating those four-year projections for the control board. And that gives them kind of a new target to work forward. There are so many unknowns, though. You know, again, when you look at the budgeting, one of the things that's been talked about a lot is, are you going to see a huge wave of retirements in the next few years? You know, there's a lot of more senior teachers in BTF. There's quite a few who are probably close to retirement, and there was a lot of buzz that you had people waiting for that contract to be finalized so that they could retire. And when they pushed that and salary up to $97,000, if you can hang in there for 3 years, that's a nice bump to your pension. So, you know, that could factor into all of this. You know, another big issue that keeps coming up is is the use of reserves. And there's some board members who I think feel that the district is relying too heavily on their reserves to balance these budgets. But at the same time, if you look at the suburban districts, they legally can't keep more than a certain amount. Because again, it's taxpayers keep paying into a system. They don't want to see you sitting there not using it. And Cash even noted last week that the governor, is trying to work with them on some issues, but he also does not want to see them sitting on a ton of reserves that they could be using instead of new tax money coming in.
Speaking of Superintendent Cash, you will be back here on the 24th, May 24th. Tiffany and I will be hosting a live Facebook feed with Superintendent Dr. Cash about school issues in the city of Buffalo. So we look forward to that, and we will see you soon on the next Press Pass.
Definitely. Thanks, Eileen.